Cordelia Codd, Not Just the Blues, by Claire O'Brien, read by Emma Weaver. Chapter 1. I hate the school bus. I'm glaring over my shoulder at the boy standing behind me. I growl at him. Your elbow is jabbing me in the back. Can you move it, please? He isn't budging. So I shove his arm and he pulls a stupid face at me that looks like stretchy pizza cheese and says, Oh, sorry, temper. He's a lot bigger than me, but I don't care. I've been in a massive grump for months. I'm a total grumpster. It's already June, the last term of year 7, and so far at Betmere School, I've managed to lose all my friends, although I've made one new one. Fall behind with all my work, and get the highest number of detentions in my registration group. It's been an elephant dump of a year. I'm trying to catch up with the homework so I don't end the summer term on a totally disastrous note, but I'm not optimistic. Miss Halliburne, my group tutor, says, She's making allowances for my home circumstances. Yeah? Then how come she wrote persistently awkward and aggressive in my journal today? She's clueless about my home circumstances. And before I even get home, I have to survive the journey. There's never a free seat on the bus, so loads of us end up standing. It's probably illegal to wedge us in like this. It smells bad too, like Noah's Ark on a hot day. And the windows are thick with steam from people shouting. All the oxygen has been gobbled up, and the big kids at the back are throwing leftover sandwich crusts around. The rest of us are choking on sweaty sports kit whiffs and wet blazer pongs.